Hey there, Tippendales. It's Monday, August 19th, and this is Daily Tips That May or May Not Help You. Ariel, you may or may not know this, but this is a podcast where we give out a tip of the day that may or may not help you. I said that three times in the last sentence.
We just want to be very clear.
Very clear, because sometimes they don't help you and we don't want you to get mad at us. Ariel, it's your tip today. What are you going to give us this Monday?
Today's tip is that if you live in a place that is way too hot right now, I'm in New York, Ned, you're also in New York. A lot of you are in the Northern Hemisphere, so we're experiencing summer right now. Consider carrying around a pocket-sized fan. I bought one last year after my friend Naomi had one. She influenced me. I bought it right away from Amazon. But of course, you can also support local. And this pocket-sized fan has changed my life because now when I'm waiting underground for the subway, I can have a little bit of a breeze going. And there are two settings on this fan. I can go with the low or the high. And on top of that, there's also a built-in USB port. So if I need a little charge, I can also charge my phone or whatever other devices I have that take that same charge. So I recommend purchasing for yourself a pocket-sized fan if you are warm.
Ariel, I'm going to ask you a question, which is that I've always wondered, which is, do you ever use anything other than the highest setting on a fan?
No.
I don't understand why it's there. I've never done it. Maybe on like a kitchen fan. Like I've turned like the stove hood to like medium, but like an oscillating.
It's too loud otherwise.
An oscillating fan, a tower fan, it's always at high blast. Give me that air.
Yeah, we want the full thing.
Tippendales, what about you? What do you think? Do you use fans at lower settings? I don't believe such people exist.
Sorry if we alienated you, Tippendales, who use fans at the lowest settings. We'll be back tomorrow, hopefully not to alienate you. Bye.
Bye.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.